A 150-year-old lamppost in underground Atlanta is set to move. The city is donating it to the Atlanta History Center. As Stephanie Stokes tells us now, the change may bring more attention to the black businessman whose life became tied to that lamppost.
The lamppost stands at the end of the subterranean mall, between the entrance to MARTA and some bathrooms. I'm looking at it right now. It's old, dating back to 1855. The most important feature to us is a hole in its base. That's where an artillery shell struck the lamppost during the Civil War. And it's where we bring in the story of Solomon Lucky.
He was a successful businessman and free man of color in Atlanta before and during the Civil War.
That's Wendy Vennett, a history professor at Georgia State University. She says Solomon Lucky was set to be the city's first wealthy black entrepreneur until that day in 1864 when cannonballs came crashing on Atlanta.
He was unlucky at being above ground at just the wrong moment during the bombardment.
The artillery shell that hit the lamppost ricocheted and struck Lucky. He eventually died. Today, there's no mention of Lucky around the lamppost in underground Atlanta. There's only a plaque for a Confederate veteran. But that will likely change now. The city already sold underground Atlanta to a developer. And yesterday, the city council voted to give the lamppost to the Atlanta History Center. The center says it intends to tell the relic's full story, including the man who died because of it, Solomon Lucky. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.